Makos Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. This perek will deal with the halacha of somebody who kills inadvertently, b'shogeg, and therefore has to go into Golos, has to go into a city of refuge in exile. Now, this concept of exile for killing inadvertently was mentioned in the very first Mishnah in the first perek, but now we will devote the whole perek to this subject. Elu hein ha-golin. These are those who go into Golos. Horeg nefesh bishgaga, somebody who kills somebody inadvertently. Now, when we say these are those who will go into Golos, we're going to give examples of what types of inadvertent murder is significant enough to go into Golos, and which forms are too significant that the person is too culpable and that a punishment of Golos will not be sufficient. The Torah, in describing how an inadvertent murder takes place, it uses a language of vayapel alav, and he falls upon him, and the person dies as a result. From this, Chazal understood that the only situation in which a person is going to be chayav in golus, obligated to go into exile, is if it was derech yurida, if the action happened in a downward motion, not if it's an upward motion, as we will explain just now in the Mishnah. Hayamagel b'magela. If a person is rolling with a stone roller, they used to use it to flatten out the tar or the pitch on their roof. V'nafla olav aragato. And in the process of moving the roller away from himself, it falls upon somebody below and kills them. Or hayamishalshel b'chavis. Or he was lowering a barrel from a roof, v'nafla olav v'haragato, and it falls out of his hands and it kills somebody. Or hayoyored besulam, or he was going down a ladder, v'nafla olav harago, and he fell on the person and killed him. Or is it gola? Because all of those are in the way down. Avolim hayamoshech b'magel, if he was drawing the roller towards himself, v'nafla v'haragato, and then it falls away and it kills somebody. Hayadola b'chavis, or he was drawing a barrel up towards himself. V'nifsak hachevel, and then the rope breaks. V'nafu olav v'hargato, and he falls in upon him and kills him. Hayadola b'sulam, he was going up a ladder. V'nafu olav v'hargato, and he fell and killed somebody. Hareza in a gola, that is not going to be going to golas. Now, in general, a person on their way down has to be a little bit more careful. It's more of an expectation. You have to be careful which way, because since you are heading down, when you're pulling something up, you don't expect the thing to get away from you, and therefore it's a level of shogeg, a level of inadvertent intention that is so little intention there that is, you don't have a chiyuv to go into golus. The Mishnah summarizes this with a rule, Zaklal, this is the rule, kol shevederech yiridaso gola, anytime it's on his way down, then he goes into golus, v'shelo bederech yiridaso, and if it's on the way down, eino gola, does not go into golus. Now the Mishnah will deal with another case that's discussed in the Torah, and there's a dispute here about exactly what do the words of the Torah mean. The Torah says that if a person is chopping wood, v'nashal ha-barzel min ha-eitz, and the barzel was nashal from the eitz, from the wood. Now, there's two ways of interpreting that pasuk. One could understand v'nashal ha-barzel min ha-eitz, that the barzel, the metal of the axe, came off of the eitz, came off of the haft of the axe. It came off of the wood of the axe and killed somebody. They got hit by the axe itself, by the metal part of the axe. Or v'noshal ha-barzel min ha-eitz can be understood that the barzel took off from the eitz, from the wood that's being chopped, and the piece of wood flew, and the piece of wood that was being chopped, not that the he got killed by metal, he got killed by the wood that was being chopped. That's the other way of interpreting it. And we'll see in this Mishnah, this dispute. It says, Nishmat ha-barzel mikato v'harag. If the metal slips out from the kat, from the wood, or the haft of the axe, v'harag, and it kills somebody, Rebbe Omer eino gola. Rebbe says, you don't go into golas for that. First of all, because he understands that the pasuk is referring to that it's the wood that does the killing. And also, it has to do with his position on how much shogig is necessary. He understands that if the barzel comes off, that's something that's a pretty significant expectation. A person has to be very careful with that. And that's, therefore, it's what we would call karov lemezid. It's almost partially, almost on purpose. A person is considered a real negligent person, and therefore, golos is not going to be sufficient. V'chachamim omrim, chachamim say in this case, gole. He does go into golos, and this is what the Torah was referring to. It was referring to the metal doing the killing, and that's what the case that was described in the Torah, that a person goes into golos in such a scenario. Now the Mishnah says the opposite case. Min ha'etza misbakeh, if the person got killed from the piece of wood that's being chopped, Rebbe Omer Gola. Rebbe says, you do go into Gola. That's what the Torah was describing. V'chachamim Omrim Eino Gola. They say, no, that's not what the Torah was describing. And in a case where it's just a piece of wood that's coming off, that's considered to be what we call koach kocho. It's not even a direct, it's not directly from his koach, from his force, like the way the metal of the axe coming off would be directly from his force. This is, the axe is hitting the wood, and then the wood flies out. That's indirect, and therefore, golos is not even required, according to the Chachamim in this case.